The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the lunch break on 101.7 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering. All right. I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Papa, who this man?
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, y'all? Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. You are now punched in on your lunch break. Yes, your favorite time of the day, your favorite 2 hours of the day. With your boy Ray Nitti, my co-host Maybe Shannon, and DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound, man. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? It's Monday, right? Yeah, it's Monday.
It's Monday. We made it.
We made it Monday.
Made it through the weekend.
Made it through the weekend, man. Hope everybody is having a great Monday. Please, 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 you know, get your unwrap your lunch. We about to dive into it. We got a menu full today, a huge menu today. We hope y'all enjoy the different flavors that, you know, we going to be bringing, man. And, yeah, we got some flavors today. How you feeling, Shannon?
Man, I'm feeling all right. It was a decent weekend. Like, I did what I said I was going to do on Friday. I actually got some rest all weekend. What I will say, I did a little dilly-dallying Friday after work. Got into some things. You know how that go. You be like, you want a little after work drinky, sippy sip. You know it's going to be some BS when you say sippy sip. Be full-blown blackout drunk talking about a sippy sip. But no, me and my homegirl, we went and had a little sippy sip. It was well needed, much fun. But that was Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, I just did a bunch of housekeeping, cleaning, chilling, just, man, enjoying my weekend. What about you, Ray?
Well, I didn't go to State
Fair. Look, you made your way back to State Fair. You did it?
I did not. Heck no, I didn't.
What?
I didn't.
What? What?
And I'm glad I didn't.
And I'm proud of my decisions.
Man,
you know, in some other news, did you hear that the actress Hayden, I want to say Panettiere, I think I'm pronouncing that.
No,
correctly.
I did. I saw that, yeah. But I have to admit that I did not know who she was. I didn't know who she
was.
Yeah,
she. I'm surprised though, Ray. She's in a lot of like big hit movies. She was in what was it called? Remember the Titans? She was in Nashville. Heroes is a big one. She was in a lot of them.
She died
last night, actually, at the age of 36, which is crazy. She just released a book a few months ago about pretty much her life and like her relationship with her mom. She talked about how they don't really talk at all anymore because her mom was also her manager, but really didn't want a mother-daughter relationship with her. She talked about like, look, she was on a yacht. Told about the yacht last week. She was on a yacht, and like one of her like somebody that was like a manager or a big sister to her had her up in there with like a very famous singer that tried to take advantage of her. And she talked about a lot in that book, and passed away last night, sadly. Like
the book, it already came out.
Yep, it came out in May. Yep, so she was just doing kind of like a run with the, for that, like doing a lot of interviews and talking about that because she did have a rough go. She had a daughter and she talked a lot about postpartum depression and stuff like that. Her daughter's dad was like a famous boxer. And she didn't have custody of her daughter, but she did talk about that relationship as well. Sadly, you know, sadly, at least she lost her battle. She did talk about her struggles with addictions and all, you know, all the things. But yeah, 36, man, super sad. Do you? So you've never seen Remember the Titans? That's like a main.
I have not seen Remember the. Like I'm familiar with the movie. I've seen the clips. What's up to our YouTube family as well? Jasmine, Jazz West, Rob, what it do, man? What it do? He said her untimely death is very sad. I wasn't familiar with the actress. I'm familiar with the Remember the Titans movie, but
yeah,
I can't say that I watched it. You know, but I think this is going. We got a nice menu. This is gonna be too. I ain't seen Bring It On
sure.
either. Well, I ain't seen one
like,
or
Bring
two.
Bring It On two. I want to say. Look, you said I ain't seen none of it. All right,
but two.
No, she was pretty. She was a pretty big actress, and she did a lot in like. I feel like in like the early 2000s too. So that's why a lot of people have that like you know care for her and. Yeah, she'll be missed for sure. It's just super unfortunate and untimely. 36, man.
Before we get into the menu, that's going to be a nice appetizer. That might be a shareable size appetizer, the Hayden story. We got some other things on the menu as well. We want to talk about the teacher that was crying over his students who can't read. Then we also want to talk about the Chicago volunteer who got sentenced for turning in a confiscated gun to the police. And yeah, he got sentenced for that.
What?
Yep.
Damn.
Man, you can't even do good in the hood. But
look, don't do good in the hood, man.
I'm assuming it was something to do with he probably had prior convictions or wasn't supposed to be around certain things. But we'll get into that as well. Then for a palate cleanser. $10 million in gold found in Belgium.
Look, I'm just be in the wrong place at the wrong time. They would have found $5 million if I would have found it. You hear me? I'd be like, look, I found five.
Five? They would have found $200,000. They would have found how
look,
much.
Some numbers would have sounded like.
They would have found Sarah how much Sarah Rodriguez had. They would have found the Sarah Rodriguez.
I would have said $2 million. It would have been $100 million by the time they came picked it up. It would have been $3. I must have miscounted.
Like, wait a minute, there's 34,000 here in gold and donations.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness, that is funny.
Look, but yeah, everybody miscounted here and there.
We gonna talk about that. Then for the meat and potatoes today. We got Wisconsin State Fair, the fights, the fallout, and why this keep happening? Why?
Oh, man.
Why it keep happening? But
man,
before we get into all that, Shannon, tell the people where they can find us, please. Welcome our guests, our new cousins, and all the people that's just joining us for the first time.
Definitely, man. Listen, if you guys want to join our YouTube chat, head over to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can watch us live in studio, and y'all can see what we're seeing with the chat, because I know sometimes we go on side quests, but we normally talking to the chat. They keep us going. They super engaged. Make sure you join the conversation on YouTube. You can also give us a call at 833-212-1017. If you want to text, that's fine too, but we would like to hear from you. Give us a call. Let us hear your on-air voice and let us know your thoughts opinions, views. Look, all are welcome here. We happy to engage with you guys. Make sure you follow your host at Ray Nitti, RayNitti, and follow me, Maybe Shannon, MayBeShannon, Maybe Shannon, and that's across all platforms. And listen, make sure you guys head over to Facebook and join the Lunch Break. That's our crew right there, the Lunch Break crew. We making our own community.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, what you got?
Man, I got three cookies from this vendor walking on the way into this. This is a dangerous like location for the radio.
I'm not
station.
Gonna lie. Yeah, just walking through, it's like you can't not stop. There's all types of good stuff out there.
So yeah, I got me two peanut butter cookies and a fudge one, and they gone. So I gave Brother Z one too though. And he co-signed that it was
Brother
fire.
D, can you confirm? Look, okay. Like, can you confirm? He talking about I'm on a diet and over there like, I got two peanut butters and a fudge. Like, sir, come on.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute.
Ain't nothing I said I was going to do came through this weekend. I didn't diet. I didn't go to State Fair. I wasn't going to go to State Fair to work on my diet. I was going to go there, have a corn dog, a funnel cake. With ice cream and strawberries.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And so
I guess
forth.
You made up for it by grabbing those three cookies out the marketplace.
And corn. I was going to get corn at State Fair as well. You always start
State
with a
corn.
Just, you know, get the teeth mm-hmm. ready for what's about to come. But
get the chopping going.
Shouts out to everybody in the chat, man. Aaron is him. Jasmine, Jazz West. Robert, what it do, man? Our family in the chat, like Shannon said, please like, share, subscribe. Bring somebody to lunch with you, man. We got a whole lot mm-hmm. to share, and it tastes good. I swear it do. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to want more of it. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitti, Maybe Shannon, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
So I am on my lunch break. It is, I don't know, 11:30 or something like that. And I just finished a 3-hour class. We have what's called block, and block is where first and second periods are combined for subjects that need it. And so I literally broke down in the middle of class because I'm teaching seniors. These kids are leaving high school and going to college, hopefully, after they finish. We had two paragraphs to read, one sentence complete to write. I gave them the sentence stems. I basically completed the sentence for them in the model. These are 17 and 18-year-old kids, and they couldn't fill in four words. Four words.
You stupid.
I gave them the scenario. We annotated together. I gave them the answers before we even had the problem. And they couldn't do it. I don't know. I simply don't know where the problem is. This is only day two. And I have seniors who simply cannot read, and seniors who cannot write. They cannot write. They can reason. They have the ability to defend their reasoning if it's talking to their homeboy, but applying that to a written text, two paragraphs, and they couldn't do it. Our young black men, our young brown men, our young black girls and our young, proud girl. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Welcome back. Welcome back
oh,
to your
God.
Favorite,
oh, God.
Favorite two, your favorite 2 hours of the day. The lunch break, Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down with the production and sound. Darius was crying. Darius was crying, Shannon.
He yeah, called he's on sick Jesus. And tired.
I wasn't trying to laugh, but yeah. he was pissed.
He was, hey, I feel like the frustration comes from like all these things these kids can do and knowing that they're in a grade that they should never gotten to, for real. Like, that No Child Left Behind did some damage, didn't he?
Sound like Mo got left behind than we anticipated.
Man, too many of them.
Pushing them through, left them behind. I got some interesting stats though, real quick, right?
Yeah.
Federal data from the National Assessment of Educational Progress shows high school seniors' reading scores have dropped to their lowest since 1992. Only about 35% of 12th graders read at a proficient level, and nearly a third, 32%, score below the basic level, meaning the struggle to find basic details or understand a text. Now, we're just talking about high school students. I would love to have a show where we spend some time about adults' reading levels and comprehension and so forth as well. So, just off of that, before we go any further, what's your thoughts, Shannon?
I do feel like it starts at home. Well, it doesn't even start at home. That's where it needs to be pushed, right? Like, with all the knowledge we have about, like, kids just getting pushed through no matter what, like, it's more important than ever for us to also make sure, like, our kids are reading and understanding. But somebody else said something interesting. Like, I made a status on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, hearing that these high school students can barely read is super disturbing. And I got some interesting comments. Look, can I read these comments?
Please do.
Or did you want to get to some more stats?
Nope, all right,
let's get into this.
Because I know
they
good.
So somebody said, they are. Somebody said it's by design. And someone else said that they'd love to hear what that theory was. Let me read the names because that'll make it easier to follow what's happening. So Sky McLeod said it is by design. Richard said, I'd love to hear that theory. Sky said, it's not a theory. Simon chimes in and says, keep people dumb equals keep them dependent on the government equals easy to control and tell people what they can and cannot do, which I found an interesting comment, and I agree with completely. We have JT Sandoz say, we went to school with their parents and they struggled. You should not be surprised. But then somebody under said, homeschooling is the way. So homeschooling, I don't think it is. I mean, what Jay said above is true. We did go to school with their parents and we know exactly why they doing what they doing at State Fair, because their mamas is in the clubs cracking people over the head with bottles as we speak.
At the after hours.
Blink, blink. At the after hours, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we know they parents went to school with us. These parents are the ones in the clubs with us right now today acting a fool. They ain't reading no books to these kids. That's why they being left behind.
Uh-oh.
Who almost died talking stuff. That's what I did. God was like, we gonna choke you up. You need to cut it out. That ain't right.
Oh my
I'm
goodness.
Hydrated, and I'm back with more, actually. Look, actually, I'm back. Somebody said, I don't know if I've met some homeschool kids that were great with certain subjects, but lack critical thinking, and in some few cases, social skills. I'm not saying all, but in my experience, this has been some of what I've seen. And then Christopher said, this isn't anything new. Bree Janelle said, when they took out reading, writing, and cursive, I knew we were all screwed. Rome Wills said, No Child Left Behind Act, and the CIA have been winning. And then I think she is a teacher. Her name is Jasmine. She said, every year I do my students' learning objective on reading or writing, because when I get incoming freshmen, they do not know how, when to use capitalization, mm-hmm. punctuation, grammar, how to read multi-syllabic words, segment, blending, or suffixes. It's also so difficult to teach students who are behind while forcing yourself to try to teach where they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So then you don't contribute to them being behind. So basically she's saying you're teaching stuff that they should have been learned, but you also are being forced mm-hmm. to teach the people that are, like, these teachers are, man, doing mm-hmm. double work. And it's sad. Another commenter said it was planned. They were labeling kids that they didn't want to deal with as behaviorally as learning disabled mm-hmm. and created No Child Left Behind, so you can graduate with all of your lessons not complete. And somebody said, just stop passing them, period.
Hmm.
Yeah, people had a lot to say about that one.
So let me give a couple more stats, then the phone lines is going crazy. 833-212-1017. That is a number to dial. We're going to get to some calls in a second right after these stats. We're talking about the reading levels of high school seniors. But right now, proficient or above, 35% of seniors can read well, understand complex texts, and draw conclusions. I think that was very important. The draw conclusions part. Right? I don't think people understand how important that is to draw good conclusions. Basic, roughly 33% can grasp simple facts or the general point of a short story or essay. All right? Now we have below basic, 32% lack fundamental reading skills. They struggle to pull specific facts out of text or follow a basic argument. Mm. All right. So listening to some of them comments, Shannon, and hearing, kids not even knowing where to use the right punctuations and all of these other things, it brings me back to our conversation we had where we talk about human consumption and these social tools where we think emojis is a language. And young people are just texting in emojis and having full-blown conversations in acronyms. And so
that's
forth.
A
and
fact.
That's how they let we put our kids in front of these screens from babies. But let's go to Emil on the call. We got Emil on the call. How you feeling? You live with the Lunch Break Crew.
Sure. Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
This is our lawyer. Emil.
This is Emil?
Yeah.
No, I heard that, and God, my heart breaks, though, because I saw that video, and I can see the pain in that teacher's eyes. And, charity begins at home. And this whole stuff, it's by design. Get out of here. Get out of here. Because here's the thing, though. These kids they're smart. We see how savvy they are on social media. You know, they are smart, right? But again, it's because of the expectations that we set. Because people can only rise to the expectations you set for them, right? Because I'll tell you this. You want to talk about a situation where circumstances, right? I don't want to bore people. I moved to this country when I was 16. You know, my grandmother would not graduate from the fifth grade until she was 60-something years old, right? And, and she always wanted to go to school. She got married at 15, had about 10 kids. It just wasn't possible for her back in the 60s and all. But she always wanted to learn. Because even though my grandparents, none of them went to college, and my dad, my father's a farmer and all that stuff, right, there was this expectation that's set for you, that you got to do X, Y, Z. Reading, that's the basic. But the problem is the parents are out there downtown at Casablanca smoking hookah. Rather than being at home teaching your kids or setting those expectations and all of that stuff.
Bruh.
These kids are they're the product of the expectations that we as society has placed on them. So none of that, the system, that's crap. The system, I don't know if I can say crap, but that's crap in my opinion. But
yeah,
the system made them for stuff, right? We got to take responsibility. I'm talking about this imaginary hand. It's not rocket science. It has never been easier. Think about this. There has never been more information ever, at any point in time in history, somehow people are dumber. And it's because we don't apply agency, because we have determined what's important and what's not. If you think education is important, if you think, and if a parent makes reading important, writing important, it becomes important. The rest of it is BS. That's not to say that there aren't real strategic and structural issues. But when it comes to that granular level, get out of here. Stop smoking hookah. Spend some time at home with your kids. Teach them math. Teach them how to read.
Man, that was Attorney Emil. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the lunch break with Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, and DJ Brother Z.
Life's better with Drive My Way from American Family Insurance, because we know it's more than just a car. It's your escape pod, your adventure mobile, your memory maker. And we help protect the dreams that drive you. Personalize what you pay for auto insurance and you could save between 10 and 35%. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products, pricing, and availability vary based on the way you purchase insurance and by state. Unsafe driving behaviors may increase your rate. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For 75 years.
Was that a DJ Brother Z exclusive?
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome, 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 welcome back. Yes, you are now punched in on your lunch break. Your favorite 2 hours of the day, Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down on the production and sound on your award-winning 101.7 The Truth, located in downtown Milwaukee. Live from the American Family Insurance Studios. We're talking about reading, man.
Reading Rainbow.
Attorney Emil
said. That's what
said,
we need.
The hookahs, the putting babies in front of iPads, using up all this extra data.
But he ain't wrong. Like, that's kind of what I was saying. Like, we know who these people's parents are, and I can't say that it's not by design, but what I will say is we also do have the tools to try to make a better situation out of what's being handed to us, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
That's what I will say.
Some of the core issues. This is from research, right? From PBS. Okay. There's a lot of where this research is coming from. I'm gonna start citing our sources. So folks know we ain't just saying things up here. One of the core issues they are citing is pandemic disruptions. I don't know how I feel about that. I felt like folks couldn't read before the pandemic. But pandemic disruptions, they're saying the class of 2024 faced school closures and long stretches of virtual learning during critical middle and early high school years. Here's one that I think is... could be attributed to it. Rising absenteeism. Chronic student absences increased sharply across the country after the pandemic. So a lot of folks just staying home. And here's another good one. Screen time and distractions. Heavy use of social media and digital devices has shortened attention spans and cut down on deep reading time. It was all good just a week ago. Lowered accountability. This is the one we're talking about. Reduced emphasis on strict test-based academic standards in many districts allowed struggling students to pass without catching up. And they didn't cite this in lowered accountability, but I would like to add our parental involvement.
Yeah. And I think that also goes hand in hand with the mention of screen time, because instead of having that involvement, a lot of people just give their kids tablets. A lot of people just kind of put them in a room with a TV and, you know, at halftime, it ain't even listening to what Bluey and Miss Rachel. They got them watching baddies on the tablet.
Fighting. Like, throwing hands and feet.
Like, hold on now. That ain't Bluey. That ain't Miss Rachel.
Baby got them hands.
Literally. So So it is a lot to do with, I think, parental involvement and too much screen time. And honestly, what they're watching during that screen time is a big issue too. Like I said, I can't say the CIA is not involved. They're always involved. But I will say we do have the resources to try to fix that. It's up to you to be like, listen, what are your grades like? What are you struggling in? If I got to miss a weekend of hookah and drinks with the ladies, I might have to get you a little tutor. If I ain't the smart one, that's mm-hmm. okay. I'm going to have to save up for you a little tutor if you're struggling. But that's where priorities come into play. And people just, you know, need to be held accountable, but that's not happening now. So what do we do?
Something else to think about. NPS. One of the worst in the nation, other than Detroit, our cousins next door. It's Detroit, then us. So what they say, 32% reads at a basic level. That was the national numbers that we said. NPS, 27%.
Man.
Of seniors graduate with basic reading knowledge.
And a lot of times, even when you, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but even when you talk, like, people do know, like it was mentioned, people know how to operate social media. They know what to do online. But a lot of times, you be arguing with somebody and you realize it's like talking to a wall because they don't even comprehend what you're saying. So it's a lot of like that basic comprehension skills, like they're not there. So maybe they mm-hmm. do know how to like talk in emojis and use acronyms and all those things, but a lot of times they hold a basic conversation and have a hard time typing out what they mean or what they feel, or even reading something and taking the right information from it.
Right. We got Miss Yvonne on the line from Milwaukee too. I almost left our cousin on the line, Shannon. I'm tripping. I'm sorry, Miss Yvonne. I'm sorry.
Now.
I ain't mean to leave you on the line like that, cousin. I hope you forgive us. Live on the lunch break.
Okay. Now, I'm going to speak as a retired educator. My principal gave me the lowest performing kid. We had three reading groups. One of the teachers had high performers. One of them had the on level one, and I got the lowest level because she knew at the time I had got my reading license. I was also teaching out at Cardinal Stritch. I had a block from 9 a.m., we were late school, to 10:30 a.m., where I did intensive work with those students that I had to bring them on level. It didn't help that some people thought bringing their kids there at 10:10, an hour and 10 minutes after I started the intervention, would help. What the union had done years before is they said, I can't teach an empty desk. And I told parents and grandparents that, who gave me the excuse their child didn't want to get up, they couldn't get in the school. I said, by 9 o'clock? And so let's look at why our kids can't read on level. You got to be there. And you have to be there for those of us who are working like crazy to trying to get you on level. And I even worked after school with MPS. Team did it with a young man, and he said, I'll do math. I said, I'll do reading. Yes, it broke my heart that I had people who were 18 and 19 and couldn't read. But I was going to work my hardest. At least you're here after school. You didn't come in the morning when the reading block is the first thing we do mm-hmm. because we figured after you eat, your mind is fresh and whatever, and we can get all of this intervention in for you. So let's remember, let's not just blame the teachers. It's everybody. And when you talked about Miss Rachel, I laughed because I have two granddaughters. And when I have that on, I'm also still teaching, although I retired. I say two, and I said red. Three, green. We're doing the sign language that she does. See, there's lots of things you can do with that. You don't just sit the kid there and say, "Now I'm done. I can go in another room." You always have to have that intervention. You always have to have that hands-on with your kids. And yes, that's from a baby on up. But like I said, it broke my heart that I'd be there at 9 to 10:30 in the morning, ready to work, and my same students that I really needed to be there weren't there to get that learning. So just another point of view for you to look at.
No, definitely, definitely appreciate that point of view, Miss Yvonne. And thank you for calling in as well. What's your thoughts on that, Shannon?
I completely agree with her. Like she said, it's not just on the teachers. Mm-hmm. It's on the parents. Like, they just simply didn't feel like getting up early. And I'm sure there's other excuses, and there are other reasons, like depression and all these other things that go on in our communities. But it's also one of those things where sometimes you just got to fight through it, or figure out a way, or find a resource that can get that kid to school. Because sometimes kids, what I have found and heard, some of these kids do want to go to school. But you got the parents, their only way of getting there, too lazy to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like she says, some of those students were willing to stay after, which is beautiful. But I'm sure it is heartbreaking when these teachers are willing to give up extra time to help get your child where they should be. And it's just being like taken for granted.
And you're not even getting them there. The bare minimum.
Just get them there. The bare minimum. And like she said with Miss Rachel, like, the first step is, yeah, put them in front of the TV, especially when they're younger. Like, I know when they get older, like 10 and up, it gets a little more difficult to be able to control them or kind of spike their interest in certain things, right? But when they're 10 and under, like, this is when you are laying the foundation, like, for a lifetime of whatever they're going to be doing. That's when you can make reading interesting. That's when you can make it fun. Like, if you sit down next to your child and you're watching Miss Rachel and you're picking up what Miss Rachel is putting down and you're able to incorporate that in y'all day to day, that makes it even better. But it's really up to the parents to really try our hardest. And yeah, we got a text message that said COVID ? What were the stay at home parents doing? He said busting up that stimulus check money. That's what.
That's funny.
I mean, like we said, but I do say COVID did. Yeah, COVID. What were the stay at home parents doing? And it says a lot again about parent involvement being 100% necessary in these situations. Like, why can't your kid read? Like, hey, read this sentence to me. Let's read this paragraph together. What you get from that?
Straight up.
But yeah, when you we get back, we can dive deeper into it. We can dive deeper into it when we come back from break. You're listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth with maybe Shannon and Ray Nitty. This is the lunch break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere.
Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up? Welcome back. Welcome back to your lunch break with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down on the production and sound on this Monday. How y'all feeling? 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. You can text that number as well. Please join us on YouTube if you are not in your car or near a radio. You know, join the chat. Like, subscribe while you're there as well, please. I see the numbers going up, man. We up like 1,000 subscribers in a week on the YouTube, man. That's what's happening. Or 100. No, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, we're doing good. I thought I was off for a little bit, but no, man. Welcome back, y'all. Shannon, this is it's been a interesting conversation. I know we've spoken before about the education levels and the reading levels, but now I think you know, as I get older, as funny as it sounds in that comment that you read, but it made so much sense, right? It was like we went to school with their parents.
Bruh.
They, we know that he couldn't read either. And
oh my goodness.
You know, but it's like we hand down these things to our families instead of breaking the cycles. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We don't read. We don't. What happened to bedtime stories?
Mm.
Like, we don't do that no
more. Even that. Like, even if your dad can't read Harry Potter, they could have read a little bedtime story because that just sparks their interest and opens up other books. Like, they can read a little One Fish, Two Fish. They could do a little, you know what I'm saying, a little 1-2. And that simply could spark a child's interest in reading. Like, I want my child to be smarter than I am. So if I can't do it, I'm going to find the resources to get it done. Like I said, save that little hookah change and take your baby to a tutor.
Barnes
and
Noble.
Sit there with them. Pick up a thing or two.
Straight
and it really made me think, too, about when we said, like, these kids are watching things like Baddies and, you know, everything else, right? Look, going back to slavery time, y'all, because I literally saw this the other day and I was like, huh, that makes sense. So Frederick Douglass was born an enslaved child, and he was secretly taught to read by his enslaver's wife. You sick. I'm like, what's that music coming from? But he was secretly taught to read by his enslaver's wife. When her husband objected, Douglass understood something important. If enslaved people could read, they could begin to understand injustice of slavery and imagine a life beyond it. They could understand the world beyond slavery and develop their own voice and ideas. So it just makes me think, like, you are doing your child a disservice by not teaching them to read effectively, like to understand, like just to be more curious about a world outside of what we're living in. And I think a lot of times that is the issue.
And help them come to conclusions, draw good conclusions. Or even beyond, right? Let's just take out the importance of like teaching your kids how to read, right? Like, story time wasn't even just about teaching them how to read. It was about spending that time with your
using kid. Their imagination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like being a parent, man. Like, kids used to look forward to, like, could you read me a bedtime story before I go to sleep? Nah, they just, like you said, like, go watch Baddies. Or we do have a sector of parents that when they drop their kids off to school in the morning, they pop out with grape soda, Flamin' Hots, Takis, carb slapping, car loud as hell, banging all the, I want the thick one, and super, super loud, super gassy. And I'm like, yo. Like, straight up, it's 7:30.
That's a fact. And honestly, like, the way you start your morning truly does shape your day. You, like I said, like, be mindful of how we waking these kids up, what we listening to in the morning. Like, I had a period in time where every morning I would play, what's that, what's the song? It goes like, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
Every morning, wake up.
Yeah.
Straight on repeat. We got to be mindful about how we shape the mornings. And like the comments are saying, like, not reading to your child is beyond lazy. And a lot of times too, like, we also mentioned, like, building imagination matters. Because, like, I remember my mom telling me, like, her aunt, she was like, she used to always read these stories to me. And like years later, she was telling her mom that she was like, she couldn't read. Like, your auntie couldn't read. But like, it matters to her because it spiked my mom's interest in learning. So it's like, even if you can't read, get you a picture book.
Yeah.
God dang it, and start using that imagination. Like, you can do more. Exactly. Get a little picture book. It's more than just, man.
But I guess
so
if they can't read the damn book, who gonna tell the bedtime story?
A picture book?
Amen.
You come up with your imagination.
He said 32% couldn't even draw a conclusion.
Damn.
Do they know what it means to draw a conclusion?
Oh my goodness. Robert said reading is always going to be fundamental. Jasmine Jazz West said those kids never had fruits and veggies in the house or a cooked meal. Marty Gray said, I remember the library used to have free tutors. The government took that away. Robert said parents that don't read to their kids are beyond lazy. Jazz is right. And Jasmine Jazz West said the book mobile, Bible stories for kids, Disney movies with the matching books. Ooh, yes. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
I'm just saying, man.
Look, hey, Zach, slow down them comments. I was rushing
slow
through
down
that
the chat. Slow down the chat.
I was reading so fast because I'm reading it from a scroll, so it was moving while I was reading. I'm like, all right, now watch them corners, Zach.
Spilling his yak on his $1,000 suit.
I don't know if there's a way to.
I done told you about he's been cold.
I was out of breath. I was like, and then the book bubble, and then the Bible series for kids. Yes, Jeff, what's that?
Oh my goodness.
I can read, y'all. So that was a reading test from Zach. He said, let me speed this up, see if she can keep up.
Yeah. Jasmine also said coloring books, man. Word searches, and crossword puzzles. Absolutely. Like, yes. Word searches.
Yes.
Like, oh my God. Like, that'd be just crumbling my brain trying to find these dang on words.
Or it was like always those magazines or something called highlights.
Yep. And then you had these words. Yes. But it was allowing you to put, you know what I'm saying, these words in your memory. And then I even think the crossword puzzles, they kind of like give the definition. Then you had to find the word or something like that. But yep.
Man, there's so many ways to make reading fun and make it cool. Yes, make it fun, make it cool again. Mm-hmm. Do it with your child, do it with your niece, your nephew, whatever kid is around. Be that person. Like I said, my mom said her aunt used to make up stuff, like just act like she could read, and she was like, I used to love when she read me books. And grandma has to tell her, your auntie couldn't read, but she had an imagination.
Straight up. Like, so, remember the book? Yes, man. Look, somebody just said it. Book fairs. Man, it used to be geek when the book fair came around.
That was because they had more
than
books.
I will say that was kind of expensive. I ain't had the money for that. But y'all was living, y'all was rich.
No, I don't remember the books being that. There was like a couple bucks.
No,
like
it was definitely, you had to have money to be able to get actual books.
The thick, hard.
I don't know about Ray
ones.
Coming from humble beginnings no more. If you had book fair money.
First of all, I had the paper. I had a very specific table that I went to for my books, okay?
The clearance rack.
The soft copies.
He said, don't be mad at me because I knew how to bargain, books, huh? Yeah.
But you just didn't know it was the clearance rack.
Well, you go
because they had
price.
The green sticker on it.
I bought the Righteous Revenge of Arthurmas Bonner on the clearance table. It was like $2.
I didn't have clearance rack money for that book fair. I went in there and got me a little bookmark for 10 cents and left up out of there. You know what? We don't head on
Fenton erasers and called it a day.
They used to do like contests in class where you would earn like a certain amount of credits that you could get like a free book or something. Like, I remember all types of ways they used to allow folks to go get the books, man.
Well, we need to open them ways right back up because I don't believe kids are as excited to read as they should
be.
Absolutely. We need to really start getting people excited, man. I also heard that Reading Rainbow was supposed to make a comeback.
Relaunching?
Yeah, with a different host.
I thought that guy from TikTok is going to be the host.
Yeah, I thought so too. Look, when is that happening?
I don't know.
You got to get behind them.
I bet you they're going to be streaming books and not actually physical reading them, using up some data. Don't go anywhere. Hey, I'm just...
Stop using my data.
Hey, man. So they pulled the guy off of TikTok. Really? I'm going to stop.
The guy that went,
they pulled
like, he was like a librarian that went viral.
Yeah, you said, yeah.
They took him off of TikTok?
No, I'm saying they pulled somebody from TikTok.
Oh, you said they pulled him from TikTok, yeah.
To, you know.
Yeah. You know, black male librarians make up like 1% of like the librarianhood. I actually interviewed one of my podcasts separate from this. That's a longer story. But like, it also just shows how many, like, how much or how important it is to have like those type of role models as well. So hopefully Reading Rainbow does come back, because it was super, it was encouraging, and it was good to see somebody like us up there making reading cool, you know?
All right, y'all.
Now we ain't reading.
Don't go anywhere. When we come back, hour two with the Lunch Break crew, Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.